Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Golf, so I'd rather spend some time with you guys.
You can stretch right here and do this.
Yeah.
How did the early work go for you?
OTAs?
Yes.
Last week? Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. It was really, really fun. Really pleased with the work that the guys are putting in. They're competing like crazy, which is the fun part for us. You know, phase one and phase two of that offseason program can get monotonous for players and coaches because you can't do some drills. You can't have a team drill. You can't have a 7-on-7 drill. So they're chomping at the bit when it is finally time to put the ball down and say, okay, offense, you're up. Defense, you're up. So last week we got three cracks at it. Last week we got three more this week, three more next week. So it's been really fun.
But when you kind of look at this time of year, because I think fans, like, we all want a game. Like, I know you probably want a game next week too. Yeah. And so it just – in the beginning with these rookies and when they come in, like, how much of it is, I think everyone takes it for granted. They're like, oh, they're professionals. These guys don't even know where the bathrooms are.
Yeah.
Right? And that transition period.
They better find out fast.
They do. They do. So you want to crawl, walk, run with your young players. And to your point, you got to understand, these guys, this is their first job out of school. They're walking into a building. To your point, they got to know how to get to this spot. Hey, where's HR? How do I get set up for my paycheck or whatever? I need a place to live. So there's just a lot going on. So fortunately, we have so many resources in our building to make that transition as easy as we can for them, because there's a lot going on off the field. And then on the field, oh, by the way, you got to learn about this game. You got to learn about our schemes. You got to learn about the rules, which are different than the college game. So it is a lot. You're indoctrinating yourself into a new program. You're around a bunch of new people, teammates. So it's a lot for our young guys. But I would tell you, we're very fortunate to have a group that we have that can provide them resources and kind of guide them along the way.
Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski sitting with us out here at the Browns golf outing. The general thinking is, based on moves that were made in the offseason, that we're going back to the Kevin Stefanski type of offense. Is that an accurate assessment by a lot of folks, Kevin? You bring in another tight end, you draft two running backs, the offensive line's coming back, different offensive line coach. Is that accurate or is that not?
It's so hard for me because I've never put labels on our offense. It always, at the end of the day, is a Cleveland Browns offense. And whatever you want to call it, you can call it. I was fortunate to be on staffs that we ran the West Coast, we ran the numbers, we ran the Earhart system. So I've been exposed to so much. And then ultimately what it looks like, that's really, that becomes a thing that depends on your players, depends on, once you get to September, what you feel like you do best. There are things that I believe in, that Tommy Reese believes in, that Mike Bloomberg, our new offensive line coach, that we believe in, that we're going to hang our hat on based on the guys that we have available to us. But what you call it, what it ends up looking, I think all of that right now is a work in progress because we're adding new players and seeing how they fit. The other thing I would mention is I don't know of any good offense, good defense, whatever it will be, that just stays the same year to year. It just doesn't happen. And I use Coach Reed a lot as an example here because I grew up in Philadelphia watching the Eagles. And what it looked like back then in old school West Coast with Donovan McNabb, it looks nothing like what it looks like now. He's evolved because this game continues to evolve.
I know everyone wants to ask the same question over and over. Who's going to be the starting long snapper?
Good question.
There you go.
Very good question. We'll see. We like the guys.
Rex is from here, so
Bay Village Rocket. We got two guys on the roster competing. So
are you tired of the quarterback question, or is it a good problem to have?
No, listen. This is sports, man. People are interested in our game. It's the NFL. That's the beauty of what we do. Everybody's interested in what we're doing. They're interested in our OTAs. They're interested in obviously games and that type of thing. But I love this part of our job, and what it speaks to, I think the question speaks to, is competition. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about. That we're, on Sundays, they're competing, they're keeping score. So if we're competing for a job like we are at certain positions, that's all in the spirit of what our game is about.
Do you feel like all four bring something different to the table for you, though?
Yeah, I like all four of our guys in the room that are competing. And you know, obviously having Deshaun in there is awesome because he's been a great help to the young guys, help to the veterans as we sit in there. I've said this. It's been really, really fun sitting in there. You got really three vets all at different parts of their career with Joe and Kenny and Deshaun. You got two young guys in there with Dylan and Shador that are just sponges and listening. You have Bill Musgrave in there who's won a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback. He's 1-for-1 in the Super Bowl. You can check his stats. He's got perfect passer rating.
That works out well.
You got Tommy Reese in there, who's a young coordinator, but played the position. So it's a really, really cool mix of people. It's a cool mix of minds, and just to be able to talk football. So I've really, really enjoyed that room.
Kevin, with four quarterbacks competing right now and with Deshaun, on one hand, and we thank you for that, it's the gift that keeps on giving for us. What do you look at? Do you look at where you acquired these guys? Do you look at what you think their potential might be? Do you watch OTAs? What's the criteria that's going to be used to decide who's your guy?
Yeah, I think it's such an – I've used this before, I've said this before. It's an all-encompassing evaluation. Where we got them does not matter. I mean, once you're in the building, that doesn't matter. But really it matters in terms of what your level of understanding of our system is, how you play, and certainly how you do in this offseason matters. How we start the training camp and how we perform in training camp practices into games will matter. But we've tried to find a way to maximize as many reps as we can right now in the evaluation mode that we're in, all the while still getting these guys ready to play. So it's something that we're being very intentional about how we put this plan together. And then at the end of the day, we understand that we'll make a decision down the road on what's best for the team.
How exciting is it for you to have more experience on the offensive line? You know, guys come back and veterans. I would think as a head coach that you know you've got guys there that you can trust. And I how big of a deal is that?
Yeah, it's huge, and that speaks to the injury luck. You know, you need those guys to stay healthy, and that's the name of the game for all 32 teams. We're no different, but being able to keep your guys out there. When you hear about those teams that played all 16 games back in the day, now 17 games, if those five can play together, you got a pretty special group. So health is definitely the name of the game.
Two new running backs who you draft. You bring in another wide receiver in Deontay Johnson. You draft Harold Fannin. Skill position guys are essential for whoever is going to be the quarterback. How do you like the group in the very early stages, Kevin?
Yeah, really like this group, you know, going one by one with the runners. You know, really liked Quinshon going into this draft and didn't know exactly how it was going to shake out. So to be able to add him everybody, you know, we're in Buckeye Nation. So they know when you close your eyes, you know what it looks like when he's running the ball. He's physical. He catches the ball well coming out of the backfield, which is something that, you know, we're certainly working on. But the way he gets downhill, how he runs, how violent he is. And then to add Dylan Sampson later on really wasn't intended necessarily to say, hey, we're going to get this and then that, but they're different skill sets. And I think that speaks well to those two guys, but super productive players in college. At the wide receiver position, adding guys. We're going to need some young guys to step up. And then Deontay Johnson's a player that we've seen firsthand that he can really be a trouble for that defensive back because this guy can fly. He can run. So DBs respond to speed, so he's a guy that we're excited to add. And then, you know, you mentioned Harold Fannin. He's 20 years old. So is Dylan Sampson. These are young men. They're not yet 21. So they're still
wow.
I've been really, really impressed by them to date. They've been with us for a month, and they've They've been doing great, but they're on the come. They're figuring it out and doing a really nice job.
Good, though, to be around a guy like David.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joku, who was also really young when he got, I think people forget about that.
That's right. Yeah, and it's so easy for us to just sit here and look at these guys. And, hey, there's a tight end. He's 20 years old. Let's all think back to when we were 20 years old and trying to figure this thing out. So very, very
Do we have to?
Yeah, no, don't, actually. Yes, second thought, don't think back. But Harold's done a really, really nice job. You know what? I got to know his college coach, Scott Leffler, who ended up going to the Eagles recently, but talked a lot about Harold to him. Got to be up close and watch Harold down at the Senior Bowl. We went down to Bowling Green, spent time with him. So he's a young man, but really, really impressed with what he's done today.
Right. Just last question for me. Sure. I'm curious, as we see NIL in the college game, how does that affect the program? And when guys get here as rookies, are they different now than they were when you first got in the league?
It's certainly been the concern of guys in the league that's going to be, hey, you're going to get guys that are hard to coach because they're not being coached hard in college anymore. So that's certainly the fear, the concern with that. I will say this, that with this group that we have, these guys are awesome. They are in early, staying late. They're in over the weekend. They don't have to be in there. They're working. So I haven't seen that. I do understand that that's the concern with some of the things, the way the system is set up. I get that. But with this group in particular, they are all about the work.
You played defensive back in college.
Not well.
Where'd you play golf?
Where, as in?
Anywhere?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up
playing. Do you have a golf game?
You'll see it here in a minute. I love it. I love being out here. I have two boys now. They're 15 and 13, and that's the fun part where I can take them out, and they are kind of gotten bitten by the golf bug, so nice. It's been fun to be on the driving range as they try to grind and figure out how to get rid of that slice, and I'm not much help. But no, I, I, I really love this game. I love watching this game. Does not mean I'm very good at it.
It's a tough game to play when you're as busy as you are professionally.
Yeah, I think everybody would be worried if I was really good and spent too much time out here. So
I always heard that about coaches. If you have a coach who's a really good golfer, he's not working anywhere near hard enough.
Well, then you have nothing to worry about.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Yep. And apparently you're going to slice a lot today, so good luck.
Yeah, everybody watch out.
Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, joining us right here. We're at the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing. Kevin Stefanski just did. Now we're sitting across from Greg Newsome, Browns cornerback. Greg, great to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You look like a man who's ready to go play some golf.
Hey, man, let's get it done.
How much golf do you play?
Yeah, so I started picking it up really last offseason. This offseason, I started taking it a little bit more serious. So
lessons?
Yeah, I take golf lessons out in Arizona. I try to get out there two times a week as best as I can. So I play a little bit of golf now.
That's awesome.
Should be good. No snakes here.
Yeah. It should be easy. Scorpions. I see all that.
Scary or no?
At first they were, but, you know, I've been out there for 5 years now, so I'm kind of used to it a little bit.
I'd be a little worried about that. I'm good playing here.
How weird is an NFL offseason? You know, you go to OTAs, and then you even more OTAs, voluntary, blah, blah, blah. Then you get mini camps, and then you get training camp, and then you go.
Yeah, it's kind of weird just because I feel like with college, you know, we're going. You don't really have a break. So I feel like in NFL, the difference is you just have to be a professional. And that's something you just got to learn. Like, you got to learn how to be a pro each and every year. And I feel like I'm only still learning, but, you know, I think I'm getting there all the way.
Is it tough to turn it, and I won't say turn it on and off, because as you said, you're a pro athlete. You got to stay in shape all year round. You know, the days of going and selling insurance in the off season and then getting in shape during training camp are long gone. But is it tough to kind of pace yourself and know that got to be ready here, and then we shut down, then we get back?
Yeah, I would say it's tough just because, like, you don't want to peak out too quick. So you have to find that fine line of I'm in shape, perfect enough to get to OTAs and then ramp up, or I'm too much, because you don't want to put your body into distress as well. So I think I got a good formula down now where I know when to really turn it on and really to hit it.
When the off season hit, now all of a sudden season's over. It's like, boom, it's over. So now you're and Jeff kind of alluded to this, but now as you amp up towards next season, like, what goes through your mind as far as goals and things you want to accomplish this year? Obviously winning, we all know that.
Yeah.
But for you personally?
Yeah, for me, it's just it's to be consistent, get back to the way I play. I think going into last season, you know, I had an injury where I was not able to do training camp, so I was kind of just thrown in there week one and just trying to figure it out. So really for me, it's just to keep my body good, stay healthy, and just, you know, find a way to make sure I make it through training camp, because if I do that and I'm in my tip-top shape, I don't see why I'm not back to that elite status I was.
It is weird when you're on the outside, because I think fans look at it and they're like, oh, well, he's healthy. He must be able to play. He must be able to go. But I don't think they realize that there's a ramp-up time after you've been injured and then you get throw back in. Like, I don't think fans get that. Do you? Can you kind of just explain to them that process of being hurt and then getting back on the field?
Yeah, so for me, like, I wasn't with the team right away. I was out in Dallas getting my surgery and stuff done. And, you know, I didn't do any training camp. And what people don't know is just, like, for instance, it's like trying to go into right now, let's say, geometry or calculus and not have studied it for a whole month. Like, you're not going to be at your tip-top best shape. Literally the week before the game, I got out there, and that was my first time guarding anybody or doing anything like that. And the only way to get in shape, we say it all the time, you can run as much as you want in the offseason, but you need to be playing football in order to get in football shape. So,
Browns quarterback Greg Newsome's joining us. You play a position that I think is one of the most interesting positions on a football field, because you're a naturally lean guy.
Yep.
You know, you're not a big guy. That's great for covering wide receivers. You might run into an offensive lineman. You might run into a tight end, a running back. How do you do that as a guy who, you know, I mean, you're sitting across from three guys who are not naturally lean guys.
Yeah. You need an offensive lineman. We got you covered.
How do you do that?
Yeah, for me, it's just it's a speed thing. I got to come in there blazing because, like you said, most of those guys got 30 pounds on me. So
anyways,
some of the old linemen already got 100 on me. So really it's coming in there and really trusting your teammates. Like, there's 10 other guys, especially on this defense, we're running to the football. So as long as I get a piece of them and hold on, I know my guys will come. And, you know, just my mindset, I don't care how big you are, I'm going to try to get you to the ground. And that's what our defensive coordinator preaches.
How much does it help, though, when you know – I mean, you got – five guys back there that you guys have all been playing together now for a little while. It's not like you're not throwing any rookies into here. You guys all know each other. And when someone says, well, what's the best part of this team or the most solid part, you can easily say the defensive backfield because you guys know each other. How does that play out? How does that work?
Yeah, I think it works amazing. Like, I know what Ward's thinking all the time. I know how M's going to play a certain thing all the time. I know when Cam gets in, how he's going to play. So, like, for us, it's just getting that repetition together, being together all the time. We're brothers on and off the field. Like, we spend off seasons with each other all the time and do stuff all the time. But I feel like this year, especially when you have gone through the ups and the downs with somebody, you understand, and that can really make you their brother. So we're all steady. We're all really consistent, and we all have a lot to prove this season.
Greg, as a defense 2 years ago, Jim Schwartz took the team to a different spot on defense. Last year, I'm guessing you guys probably don't think you built on it as well as you wanted to. How do you get back to what you had 2 years ago and then build on that?
Yeah, don't be complacent. I feel like when you have a season like we did 2 years ago, it's just like, oh, yeah, we're going to do that again. But this is a league that'll humble you very, very fast. Our mindset is just to attack every single day. A lot of it.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It has to do with that energy that we said all the time. We're losing a huge guy in JOK, obviously, for the season, and he was one of those energy guys. And obviously, I'm one of those guys, too. So my part, you know, for this team is just to make sure every single day we have that attack mindset, we have that energy, and, you know, we're going to do that this season.
What'd you think of the rookies, especially the guys up front, Carson, Mason? What'd you think of, or do you even have time to look at those guys?
Oh, I do. Okay. I love it. As soon as we drafted him, I watched their film in college.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to. You know, Carson, that's a guy that I'm going to love playing with. First of all, former walk-on, so you already know the mindset that he has.
Right.
It's to just get it any way he can possible. So he's going to be a guy out there that's definitely going to help us out. And then with Mason, who doesn't love another D lineman? Like, that's going to make my job sure. a lot easier. I know a couple people that go to Michigan, and they talk about his motor all the time. Like, this guy is amazing. And I watch his film, and, you know, I'm ready and super excited to play with both of them.
That's pretty cool. As a corner in the NFL, how essential is it to be in a group with two other guys? You mentioned MJ, you mentioned Denzel, where, you know, it's a trio of guys, and even more so to shut down a wide receiving group, a tight end, and everything else. It's not just one guy. You guys have some top-notch corners.
Yeah, no, that's amazing, especially when we're all different. I think that's the hardest part for opposing offenses. You got a guy like MJ who's 6'2". He's the biggest one out of all of us.
Yeah.
You got to play him different. Next snap, you might have War guarding you. Then next snap, you might have me guarding you. So you can never get a beat on somebody. And I feel like that's a big part of our defense. Like a lot of other teams that, you know, just got one really premier guy, he shadows a lot. So you can kind of get a beat on some of those guys. I feel like with us, you can't really tell.
Last question. Jealous of the new stadium at Northwestern? Man, that thing looks nice.
Oh, man, I'm super jealous.
It looks really nice.
I'm super jealous, especially, you know, we went to 2 Big Ten championships, so we would have had the whole stadium packed. So I'm super jealous, but also excited for those guys.
Yeah, it's neat, especially from where you guys were playing. I mean, in the Big Ten, that had to be – was it advantage or disadvantage? Because it was – I mean, Ryan Field, it wasn't anything like most of the other stadiums.
Yeah, I'd probably say it was an advantage for us.
Right.
But also a disadvantage because it still wasn't the best field. And it was definitely a disadvantage for everybody else. Like, I know a bunch of the guys that played there on the opposing teams, and they say how trash our field was. And it was. We are just more used to it. So it's definitely an advantage for us.
Home field advantage.
It caused some nightmares for Ohio State along the way sometimes. So thank you so much.
Great to talk with you, Greg.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Greg Newsom getting ready to go.
Thank you.
Getting ready to play some golf, which
par, man.
Apparently, yeah.
How about that?
Got to like that.
I love this.
How did that happen? Well, they're not in Cleveland. They're in Rocky River at the Browns Foundation Golf Outing. We're at the Westwood Country Club. And a lot of folks walking around. You never know who might just sit down and chat with us.
There's Hanford Dixon.
So we're looking forward to that. Top Dog?
Yeah, we just did a Chalk Talk a couple weeks ago. We had a good time.
Yeah, was that fun?
It was a blast. What's interesting is to hear – well, actually, I did one with Felix Wright, and then I did one with him before. And
Meredith, do you have a ding?
It's all right. But I love hearing these guys. Their stories are unbelievable now because, like, they'll tell you more things now, I think, than they ever would before, especially about college, because in the past they would never want to talk about stuff like that because of what would be illegal before that. Now it's like they don't care. They'll talk about it. People coming up with bags
of
money.
Bags of money?
Although Felix didn't. Felix's story is unbelievable.
Felix went Drake?
Yeah, he went to Drake, and then no one would look at him, and then he went to the CFL, and he went back home after a couple days of being at the CFL because they weren't paying enough money for him to even eat. And then, and then they call them back. No, we want you. And the next thing you know, he ends up, you know, back with the Brown. Marty talked to him and said, told him that he really liked him, and he ended up here because he could have gone to Houston. His initial tryout was in Houston. His uncle, at one point, they drove down to Houston for an open tryout, and there were 110 guys there. They asked 2 to come back for training camp. He was one of them. They loved his footwork, and his uncle convinced him to
stay. Loved his footwork, sure.
Well, no, because he got down there the first day, and he's like, hey, man, I don't think this is worth it. I'm never going to make this. Look at all these guys. How many are they actually going to take? And his uncle said, I took a day off of work to drive down to go do this, so
you're
we're
going?
Staying, and you're going to try out. And the next thing, you know, I asked him, do you thank your uncle? He's like, oh, yeah, every day. You know?
That's
great
awesome.
Story.
That's awesome.
Just really neat stuff.
That's awesome. The Browns defense, I thought it was interesting to hear Greg Newsom talk about that. 2 years ago with Jim Schwartz as coordinator, they made huge strides and were one of the top defenses in the National Football League. And last year, Andy, just not quite the same defense. And as Greg said, you know, we have to get back to what we did 2 years ago and then build on that, which I think is an opportunity that was lost last year.
Injuries didn't help last
year. No, it sure didn't. No, they and you know, you don't want to use those as an excuse, but when an excuse becomes fact, you know what I mean? I mean, that's those were the real deal.
It'll be interesting to see how the JOK factor plays out into this with him not being able to play this year. Greg had talked about that. Two, that, you know, you miss him, you're not only missing, you know, a guy that can play on the field, but you're missing a leader in the locker room. So, and for him to say that he immediately started watching Schlesinger's tape right out of the gate because he wanted to know what they were getting, and he loved the fact that he was going to be hungry coming in. I love those kind of players. So, and I think you almost got Kevin Stefanski to say more tight ends and fullbacks. I thought you were walking him down that road. We weren't going to ask him who the starting quarterback was because the morning show did that last week, and he gave him nothing. So I figured I'd go straight for the long snapper, and he wouldn't give us anything on that either.
No.
Shocker.
No, you tried, though, Andy.
I did. I gave it my best
effort. Defending the long snapper. I'm Andy Baskin.
And tight ends. And
and
fullbacks.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's a really valid point by
you.
I'm
a man of the people.
I think it's I asked Greg about, you know, the on-off aspect of the off-season in the NFL. And, you know, he said, in college, we're always on.
Yeah.
Which isn't, you know, really supposed to be the case, right? Spring football and but lifting all the time. And I'm sure you're completely under supervision.
What was it? It was the Knicks.
Here you get cut loose. You know, time, all right, you're done. Now go be an adult. And then come back and be ready to go.
But be ready to go.
But be ready to go.
The days of training camp, meaning that you got to come in here and learn how to get into shape for the rest of the season. Those ended in, what, 75, 76?
Yes, I think they did.
I mean, remember, these guys would hold – well, it was like baseball players. They'd all hold second jobs.
Well, that's why they played six preseason games, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, they played a lot of preseason games. And, you know, we're in camp, and you came to camp to get ready. That's certainly no longer the case right now. If you come to camp and you're not ready to go, you're not in camp for very long.
No.
You're unemployed quickly.
It's interesting to see how that's also – you talk about college. High school is the same thing. I mean, those guys are in the weight room all year. And then, you know, they practice as soon as you possibly can. And now you got seven-on-sevens all summer. So, you know, the game never ends for those kids that absolutely love it. But then that's how you weed out some kids, too. The kids that don't love it are out. Now, to get to this level, you would hope that you love it. But we've seen players sneak all the way up to the pros that maybe didn't love it all the way here. And then they get flushed out really quick. I mean, super quick.
The defense has to be good on this team this year.
It absolutely does, yes.
We haven't talked enough about the defense, I don't think, Andy, because the offense is clearly a situation where there has to be improvement, major improvement. But the defense has to be good because how improved are you going to be on offense when you have four quarterbacks, you're looking for a quarterback, you don't have a starting quarterback, you have two rookie running backs, which could be good, but they're still rookie running backs. And you have a receiving crew where, well, let's put it in nice terms. You have one, and your fingers are crossed on everybody else in that receiving group.
From the wide receiving core, right?
Yeah.
Because, you still have Njoku. So
And you still have David Njoku. Yeah. And then you're counting on, as Kevin Stefanski said, a 20-year-old Harold Fannin.
Yeah,
to step
who
in
really
and
likes.
Probably be a key part of the offense. But I think because of all of the question marks, because of all of the youth on the offense, this better be a defense, you know, let's go NBA. Oh, we're a defensive-minded team first and foremost. Yeah, well, this team better be, I think.
Well, they still need to get to 17, right? I mean, you can't they've got to figure out a way. Not 17, they need to get to 20. Because you're just not winning games unless you get there. And just go back and look at the numbers across the league. Teams that don't get to 20 don't win. That's all there is to it. And you can't average 16 points per game. And I know things were a little sideways at the end of the season last year, especially with the offense. So, I mean, there's a little room for slack. But, I mean, you're in the AFC North. It's going to be a tough season. It is going to be, and there's no question, as they get set to play some golf here behind us.
Which is good. That's why I wrote a golf course.
Why can't we do the show while we're playing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, we need to figure that out. Can we go wireless?
I think we should be able to go all the way around the course and just wear headsets and hit golf balls.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We could do interviews that way, too. It'd be fun.
Well, I think it would be perfect.
Dan would be great at it. I think Dan would be outstanding.
Oh, if my golf game is any indication whatsoever, they would need a really strong signal in the woods. I would be in every creek, every wood, every lake, anything you could think of. That's where I would be besides the fairway.
Are you that bad?
Oh, I'm horrendous. I'm a horrendous golfer who enjoys a nature hike.
All right, so the three of us need to play then, because I haven't swung a club in like 3 years, so 3 or 4 years.
I used to play so much golf. Loved it. I played poorly on the golf team in high school like Dan did. Mm-hmm. And then I got married and had kids. And I just decided I didn't want to do that.
I'm trying to think. Last time I was
out, a lot of time to spend away from
But Kevin
family.
Brought up a good point, though. Like, you know, you think about when you've got a job like he does, the only time he really gets to spend with his kids is to be able to just pop out on a golf course with him and go play. Go with the ball around. I mean,
he said driving range.
Or even driving range. You take either one. I don't know. The beauty of the game is you can put your cell phone away. You should put your cell phone away while you're playing. Just concentrate on the game and forget about everything else that's going on in the world. And if you hit a bad shot, who cares? You're not in the PGA. You're not.
You think? that's very true. As we sit here today, you know, and we try to, I think all fans, we sit here to do a sports talk show all day, and you know, we host this thing. What do you want to be optimistic? You want it to be fun, you know? You want it to be interesting, and we hope that's the case. I look at the questions on the offense, and man, Andy, they concern me. If you get really good quarterback play, that'll answer so many questions and erase so many questions. But man, that's up in the air right now.
Did you catch the answer when I asked him about the?
No, I missed it completely.
The ranking the four quarterbacks. Do you get tired of the quarterback questions? And how do you kind of line those guys up? You know, do you get tired of that? And he said, didn't talk about any of the current quarterback. He talked about Deshaun. Did you catch that?
He said the four quarterbacks and Deshaun.
And Deshaun, and then talked about Deshaun's influence in the quarterback room.
Yeah. Well, there are five, Andy. Whether people want to realize that or not, there are five quarterbacks.
That is
here.
True.
One of them just not able to go right now. And we'll see if he's able to go at any point this season. I would think from a coaching standpoint, if you could, this is silly, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you could eliminate the idea of, well, we don't know who our starting quarterback is, having four quarterbacks and being able to try and develop four guys, look for
They're
four guys.
They're all different, too.
They are all
different. You've got the Grizzly veteran who's been here forever.
But I would think that's appealing to a coach.
Oh, I
do too. From a, hey, I'm a coach standpoint. It might not be appealing from a, hey, we really should probably try and win 10 or 11 games this year because that's what we're supposed to do. You know, can it happen? Yeah. Is it likely? I would think most every prognosticator says no based on the quarterback.
I just think all four bring something entirely different. And so how are they going to judge that, and how are they going to be able to determine who the winner of this thing is, because it feels like it's a four-horse race. I'm sorry, and we could sit here and say that we think that Kenny Pickett probably has the inside track on this thing, but how do you not, if you're Kevin Stefanski, how do you look at Joe Flacco and go, yeah, you know, maybe we're going to give Kenny a shot here? And I understand how they do that, but then you got two young quarterbacks that people want to see. They want to see if they can survive and have success in the NFL, and you know, they're four totally different quarterbacks.
I wonder if that
you got a lefty and a righty.
I wonder how detrimental that might be when it comes to trying to make the offense click.
I wonder
if there's a time frame, Andy, when you want to have a starting quarterback in place.
Didn't it feel like DTR was the perfect complement to Deshaun?
To Deshaun?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably why they brought him in.
Yeah. But now it didn't seem like they're worried about complementing each other. They're worried about getting somebody.
They're worried about quarterback play.
Let's get the ball into the end zone.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what the situation is.
Yeah.
And can you do it? How do you do it? That's the task ahead for the coaching staff and Kevin Stefanski in particular. Number to join us, if you'd like to talk a little Browns with us, 216-474-0092. We are at the Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Outing at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.